open up our scriptures of Revelation 20, New Testament scriptures, Revelation 20 today, and we will be finishing this chapter. Verses 11 to 15. This is on page 1489 in the Bibles provided. Hear the word of the Lord. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Just a reminder that we are in this last vial, the seventh vial. We've seen the great reigning of the church over all the earth. But then we see at the very, very end of that vial being poured out of God's wrath upon the devil in this case. In this vial, it's all for the devil. We see the devil stir up Gog and Magog, which are a bunch of rebellious peoples from every nation and tribe, it seems. He rises up against the church, but as soon as they surround the church and you think that they're going to all die, you have God intervene. And he intervenes in a miraculous way, like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah and other places. And there's total destruction. And this total destruction ushers in the end. There is the coming of the Lord Jesus, and there is a resurrection. They call this general resurrection because it's not just the resurrection of the righteous, but it's the resurrection of all men. It's the resurrection of those who are dead in the faith and those who have been dead and never accepted Christ. They all are resurrected, and it's for this great purpose of judgment. And I want you to notice that the great white throne is called white because of the purity of he who sits upon. And that is Jesus Christ, the one who was promised to judge all. And you have this judgment, every single person coming through. And you'll notice there's not one book, right? There's two books. And that's significant. Because one book records the works of everything that was done from everyone coming before the throne. But then you have another book, which is just a book of names. Just a book of names. One is called the Book of Life. The other one is called the Book of Wherein Everything is Written. Of everything that's been done. So that you may be judged according to your works. And it's so important that you realize that the book with just the names is the books of those who are going to go to heaven. It's called the Book of Life because they're going to have life. You can imagine it being called almost like a roll call. And it says, your name or not your name. Can you imagine when it gets to the M's, whether your name or the C's or the whatever it's going to be? Can you imagine waiting for your name? Can you imagine not hearing it as it goes over? But you see, the other book is very important because everyone's coming before the throne and they're being showed their life and all that they did as like a movie. That what can be pointed out is that their judgment, their punishment is just.
This is called the vindication of the righteousness of God, a vindication of his justice. All come before this judgment. They're not immediately in their places of judgment forever because they must come before this throne to be shown that they deserve exactly what they have. And we've been given this throughout the scripture in other ways of where God, he loves his creatures so much, he wants to show them their life, show them his justice, that they may be able to comprehend the enormity of his holiness and their sin and their just desert in what he has given unto them. And so that's why now you ask, well, before this resurrection, are they just sleeping in the grave? And the answer is no. They're held in prison in hell, but without, you see, a body. Or in paradise or heaven, you see, without a body. And so the big finality after this judgment is that they're thrown or cast into the fire, all those who are going to be in hell, and but that with a body that increases torments. And it also shows forth the finality of the justice of God. And so you have here in this end of chapter 20, just the judgment of the wicked. 21 and 22 are all about the righteous, okay? So that's where we're going next week. What you need to make sure you're thinking of is, what am I doing with this other book? Not the one with the name, not the book of life, but this other book. What am I doing? Because all of your works are recorded, and some of our doctors explain this well. I think they say that the purpose of going through this book for the righteous, after they've heard their name, is just to show forth their acquittal. Does that make sense? To show forth that it's Christ who paid for this, Christ who paid for this, Christ who paid for this, Christ who paid. How much more joyous, how much more love will you have when you truly realize the extent of your sins on earth? Because you're going to die, you're not going to realize how much you sin. It's going to be at that day that you're going to say, I love him much because he forgave me much. Let us now look at